Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Borrowers taking out new federal student loans will soon see a more limited set of repayment options. Minnesota State University Mankato Associate Director of Financial Aid, Rachel Sherlock.
For individuals who may just be entering into loan repayment, they are going to be limited to two different kinds of repayment plans. They'll need to kind of choose if they want the standard, where it's the same amount every month for the terms of their loan, or the repayment assistance plan, where it's going to be a certain percentage of their income.
The new rules apply to borrowers entering repayment after the changes take effect July 1st. More information is available through studentaid.gov or a college's financial aid office. The state's exports fell 8% to $5.8 billion in the first quarter of this year. Officials say the decline was driven almost entirely by a $628 million drop in mineral fuel and oil exports to Canada, a trend that's continued since last year. Excluding those exports, Minnesota's other international sales actually grew 2%. State officials say ongoing trade uncertainty, including tariffs and strained relationships with key trading partners, continues to weigh on the state's export economy. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig has proposed legislation to protect your right to take part in federal elections. The Right to Vote Act would allow a U.S. citizen to legally challenge any policy restricting them from casting a ballot.
Would protect American citizens' fundamental right to vote, giving them a first ever statutory right. That way, if the federal government, if a president tries to illegally restrict ballot access, it would give individuals the right to sue.
In other headlines, authorities believe speed was a factor in a fatal single-vehicle crash in Duluth Township late Wednesday night. Police say 24-year-old Xander Hamlin left the roadway, struck a large tree, and spun several times before coming to rest in the road. Despite life-saving efforts, Hamlin died at the scene. Investigators say he was wearing a seatbelt, and alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash. Minnesota Native Americans could soon have more support when it comes to starting a small business. MNN's John Anderson has more.
Led by Minnesota Congresswoman Kelly Morrison, the House has passed a bill that allows Native American small business owners more opportunities to develop and grow. The bill passed unanimously and would make sure that these business owners are treated equally when it comes to opportunities, support, and resources. Morrison says Native American-owned businesses contribute more than $90 billion to the U.S. economy. The bill now heads to the Senate.
This is MNN.